A reading from Colossians, the first chapter. And so, from the day we heard, we have not ceased to pray for you, asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so as to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to Him, bearing fruit in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power according to His glorious might, for all endurance and patience with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. He has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of His beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. This is the word of the Lord. Grace and peace to you from God, our Heavenly Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. This is a puzzling reading in no way. Because, and it's very timely that it's right now, when the days are lengthening and the darkness is growing stronger, that you be reminded that you have been transferred out of the domain of darkness into the kingdom of light, the kingdom of God's Son. He is our life and our light. When in the resurrection we dwell in Holy Jerusalem, we're not going to have a son, we're going to have Jesus. You will have Jesus supply all your needs. Now it is the dimming season, and because of that, you may be sad, affected by seasonal darkness. Well, you might actually be sad for other reasons, properly sad. You may have a dismal attitude, and let's be honest, working in close quarters in a building where the most light comes in for 15, 20 minutes a day, you may have a dismal attitude. Perhaps there are coworkers with which you have joyful strife. Or perhaps you bear different fruits than one another. Let us not forget that we are not freed also from these bodies of death. And we shall not be free from sin until at last our old Adam is put underground. Then we will be sin-free, but still not how God has designed us to be. Because He's dissatisfied. God is dissatisfied that we should be sin-free and yet physically dead. He is dissatisfied that we should be physically alive and full of sin. Therefore, He transferred us out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of His beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. You have redemption in Christ. You have forgiveness of sins in Christ. You have light for your life in Jesus Christ. You possess these things in Him, by His actions on the bloody cross, by His baptizing you through the hand of whichever pastor, parent, God knows, I don't know. Pretty sure I didn't baptize any of you, except one who's visiting today. Not trying to compare myself with Paul either. You have been delivered, have been passively delivered, because what can a corpse do to get itself up from its grave? We were dead in our trespasses until we were made alive in Christ, who is our light, who is our life. So keep in mind that when you do good Christian things like bear fruit in every good work, while you increase in the knowledge of God, while you are strengthened with all power for all endurance and patience with joy, you do this by the power of Christ. Christ works in you like my hand works in my glove in this frigid day. You've been transferred into his kingdom, and he works in you and for you and with you. Thanks be to God. We can give thanks to the Father, who has, by his unbelievable grace, transferred us and qualified us to be in his kingdom with his glorious saints and light. Amen.